the war was the greatest mistake in my lifetime.
You know what? It might be the greatest success in our lifetime if, in fact, if Reagan was betting on the fact that it is inherent in the human spirit to be free, that we're endowed by our Creator, that all men are created equal, and that given an opportunity, the people in the Eastern Bloc would ultimately rise up and help in the beginnings of freedom. So too can it happen in this part of the world.
Yeah, but
can it
also
not?
Can happen. They might vote for Hamas, like they just
did. Well, they did with the Palestinians, but that's not. Or this could be the beginning of democratization and liberty and freedom in that part of the world. Do you deny that's a possibility?
No, I don't deny it, but they can also vote for Hezbollah in Lebanon, for Hamas on the West Bank.
Well, you could vote for Hillary Clinton tomorrow, too, for crying out loud, Pat.
Look,
but, I mean, does that mean that we sit back and do nothing?
Well, don't send American kids to die for democracy in some damn place, godforsaken place, on the other side of the world. I'm not for filling up Walter Reed Hospital with a bunch of American
nobody's
kids
for,
because
Pat.
Sean Hannity's frightened.
Well, with all due respect, Pat, it's not a matter of Sean Hannity's being frightened, but maybe you forgot. I haven't forgot. 3,000 people died. We were attacked. It was the worst attack in history. They were at war with us for 10 years, and we didn't do a darn thing, Pat. And 3,000 people perhaps died unnecessarily.